Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Lucas McCurdy and Joshua Crisp, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors.
All right, super excited to be here today on the Bridge the Gap podcast. This is our show about why. We're going to be introducing our show, introducing a little bit about our content, introducing each other. My co-host, the man with the plan, the
Love
senior
it.
Living man, Joshua Crisp here, and I am Lucas McCurdy, the senior living fan, and we couldn't be more excited about what we've got lined up today and our big plans for the future. So I met Josh a while back, actually via LinkedIn, which is pretty much my ninja platform now. Reached out to you before the Argentum conference. It's going to be in Nashville, and you are the master networker and master connector. So I said, hey, you know, I'd love to grab coffee with you. And you're like, sure, let's grab coffee. The cool thing about that was that simple reach out and your willingness to want to engage set up a whole line of other things that have now made this possible. And so you and I met in the lobby there at the first networking event, and just by chance or by providence, really, they took a photo. The publicist there took a photo of you and I standing in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah.
And then published it in the magazine there that went out to the entire industry. You sent me that photo, and I was like, wow, you know, all because of that reach out, just standing next to a winner gets you on in the magazine. So that has in turn blossomed into a relationship, and it's been an awesome journey of watching what you're doing with Pedal for Pat, Salinity. There's a lot of things going on. So why don't you tell us what's going on, the stuff that you launched last year?
Yeah, so last year was an exciting year.
Yeah.
We were involved in a lot of new things. Important year for me because we launched Salinity. Yeah, so launched a new platform, been in senior living operations, as you know, for 12, 13 years now. And so the vision that's been building in my mind was Salinity. That was the fruition of that. Really excited to have a fresh start this year with that. And so really our focus is on the future mm-hmm. and powering the future of senior living, moving the thought to the next generation of seniors. So working on some really cool prototypes for that, intergenerational and affordable, which is where my passion is
sure.
In the senior living space. And so super glad to be here with you. Like you said, the first time we met, we kind of had this instant energy, and I could tell you were super passionate about what you were doing. And that was interesting for me
yeah.
because you don't talk to too many guys in the construction business
right.
That are specifically committed to senior housing
yes
and then super excited about it, so that was strange and great at the same time
yeah.
and through that relationship, I know it's been interesting. We've had conversations as I think back in our relationship to what today has become.
Yeah,
there needs to be something routine where we're talking to people and helping to bring people together as a catalyst mm-hmm. To talk about senior housing and where we are and where we need to get to.
Exactly.
So very cool. Glad to be here with you.
Absolutely. So I think that's really as we started to kick things around and say, what do we want to call this? What's going to be the name? We want to be, you know, influencers in senior living. We want to be a voice to people that may not have a voice in senior living. And then we landed on Bridge the Gap. So what does Bridge the Gap mean?
Yeah, so I think it means multiple things. You know, as we were talking I think describing the why, mm-hmm. we were talking about maybe the deficits that we see
yeah.
in senior housing from many perspectives. So we have a lot of stakeholders in our industry, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're operators, we're providers mm-hmm. of services. We have residents and their families, which would be the consumers. We have other stakeholders that are investors and mm-hmm. lenders, and we have our staff. And it seems like there's this huge gap in communication.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes the competitive nature of our business or our businesses in our industry, we're oftentimes in our communities or in our companies, and we come together for these great conferences like you and I have been to together
sure.
at Argentum and you know, all the ones Leading Age and Nick.
Yeah.
And we have all these great energy there, and then we go our separate ways and we don't talk again until it's that time. So we want to bridge that gap. And so that's how we came up with the name. And it's very broad because I think in this time we have together, we're going to be talking about a lot of different topics that touch all of those different folks.
Sure.
And so I'm excited about it. I think it's very appropriate. And hopefully we serve as a catalyst just to get the conversation going.
Absolutely. Well, and for me, I'm kind of an outsider in, right? So I'm a partner to the industry as a general contractor. We are laser beam focused on senior living renovations. And so I'm afforded the opportunity to go inside these communities. And as an outsider, I get to go through the back of house. I get to see kind of the nuts and bolts. You know, I'm looking in the closets. I see what's going on. And for me, the reason why my passion has grown so much coming out of another vertical, I came out of more of a multifamily hospitality realm where I was just so disengaged with it. I wasn't passionate about it. And it really showed in my work. And it wasn't until I really kind of went headfirst into senior living that I really kind of found myself again, which is the reason why I'm so passionate about the education portion of it, which I think is my perspective. As you're kind of grew up in the industry and now you're an operator, an investor, you're all in. For me coming into it, I come with a different set of eyes and a different look at it. And I've concluded, wow, the reason why I want to become such an advocate for it is because I just don't think people on the outside get it. They just don't understand what's going on here. And all they hear is the headline stories of the worst thing that you could ever imagine. And that's not the story of this industry.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely not the right narrative. And the more people I meet and the more people I talk to, I'm getting their attention because, like what you said, they're finding a general contractor is passionate about senior living. They want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to kind of be that person in this space to say, here, let me tell you more about what's going on here so that we can recruit good people into the industry to help move it forward.
Yeah, I agree. So that's part of what I think we'll be discussing over the months to come is the information aspect of how our industry, and it's kind of tough to hear, but I think we can talk about it because we're part of it, right?
Sure.
So it's hopefully not that offensive, but I think one of the things that you touched on is that we do a really poor job in our industry of telling our story.
Sure.
And sharing the love stories that are produced. And so I think that's something that as we talk more about that and kind of unite, hopefully we can help educate our audience, not only inform them, but educate them on what we need to be doing to the general public. You know, I think one of the challenges that we can talk more about at another time, you and I have talked about, is our regulatory environment.
Yeah.
Our regulatory environment, because we are a state-regulated industry, there's so much variation. And that not only oftentimes confuses the operators, the people that are serving our senior adults at trying to remain compliant and not knowing what's different from state to state, but also that carries to the consumer. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of misinformation out there, and there needs to be more education. And I think what I hope that part of our conversation does is as we continue to get feedback from people is that we kind of bring people together for a stronger voice, and we in some way influence raising the bar in senior living so that, you know, no one ultimately has to step in and do that for us.
Right.
So
right.
Excited about it and look forward to talking more about our mission.
Well, and we're ready to take on that responsibility. And so I think that's a great way to introduce the podcast. And one of the cool things about getting started here, and I think the kind of like icing on the cake that helps us get so excited about doing this is that we actually have partners, like people that want us and are backing us to want to do this. Silver Sphere out of Daytona, they're a senior living, senior housing technology company, and Nurse Call Systems. And then something that's super exciting, Markentum is a senior living marketing company that just got founded, just got launched. They're also based in Daytona, and you're going to be hearing more about them these guys are rock stars on media. I mean, they know SEO, they know websites, they know marketing, basically the ins and outs of anything digital that you want to help boost your brand, right?
Yeah, super exciting. And you know, for this is fun for a lot of reasons, because those guys, I've known those guys for a long time.
Sure.
They're not only great people, but they're really committed to the industry. And so I've worked with them, I believe in them, and they're the kind of people that are asking the tough questions, and they're taking feedback, and they're trying to find solutions and moving the senior care industry forward. So super glad to have the support of Silver Sphere, Markentum, and even making this possible for us to be doing this. So it's super exciting, something I think you and I can do by ourselves. So I think that's what it's going to take to come together, bring the industry together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and I think that defines Bridge the Gap, which is the reason why it resonated with me personally so well, is that as we put all these pieces together, we've got these partners that are backing us, we've got people that are wanting us to do this, and when that name got pushed out there after about 30 or 40 other names, it just seemed right. It seemed like the right fit, that really encompasses not only our attitude, but it parlays well into our mission.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, talking about our mission, I think there's a few distinctive takeaways and things that we want to make sure in all of our episodes that we are doing. And one of those is informing people. We touched on that just a little bit. You know, current issues, what's going on. I think also giving people a historical perspective of the industry. You know, I've got a 13-year window,
sure,
and I just see how much has changed.
Right.
But I think we learned so much about our history and where we've come from, so we don't need to forget that. As we're moving forward, we're always in the people business, right?
Right.
And so some of our guests that we're going to have on, I'm super excited about, because they've been in this space caring for people and building teams and building solutions, working through challenges that they face that maybe we've never seen, that will bring a unique perspective to that. So excited about that. Education, that's another big part of our mission. Talk a little bit about the education piece of what we hope to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, again, that kind of goes back to a unique perspective that makes it so real to me, is that coming into the senior living world, the ethos of senior living from a very outsider's perspective, is that I just didn't know what was going on. And I had all of the preconceived ideas that probably 99% of the rest of the population has, right? And education is going to be a huge part of developing a narrative to help people understand that this is an incredible option for our aging population. And like you said about the industry, you've been in it roughly 13 years. I'm probably about that 6 or 7 mark. But if you think about, obviously, aging population has been around since the beginning of time. And if you think about real estate as a whole, real estate's been around since the caveman.
Right.
Senior living as we know it today, I mean, what, maybe 30 years old?
Yeah.
You know, maybe late 80s, 30, 40 years old. I mean, that's like 3 minutes, right? In comparison to the aging population and real estate. And it's just so much more than that. And people's, it's not grandma's home like people used to think, is you're going away to a home. That's not what these are anymore. And it's adapt and evolved to really help bring dignity and life to an aging population sector that is going to help them get and have the life that they want to live.
Yeah, and you know, through all this, I think we ultimately want to have some kind of positive influence, right?
Yes.
That's kind of the third part of our mission. And we want to be able to even disrupt it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, how good is it when we go to these conferences or you have these people that are really thinking outside of the box? Mm-hmm. And I think oftentimes what happens is, especially when you're in the space and you have people talking to you and challenging your way of thinking, you tend to get a little bit defensive. So, you know, I am looking forward to some of the guests that are going to challenge us.
Yes.
Challenge us.
Let's get uncomfortable.
Yeah, and totally get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
And so there will be a ton of that that takes place. And by doing that, we're going to be a catalyst to help influence and shape the future. So with all of that, super excited.
Yes, man.
Some of the who's who in our senior living industry will be joining us. Even what's exciting is some out of our industry.
Yes.
People that have an opinion
right.
about us. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be a humbling experience.
It's important.
Yes, but it'll be a super humbling experience because some of it will be tough, but through that and that friction,
yes.
Hopefully some of that leads to positive.
That's where
change.
The magic is. Well, on our first show today, we are going to have a guest. His name is Rick Taylor, and he's with Silver Sphere. And he's going to be discussing, just in general, the topic that we're going over today. He's going to be talking about his perspective, his voice in senior living. So we're super excited to have him.
You're listening to Bridge the Gap podcast, powered by Salinity.
So welcome back to Bridge the Gap podcast. The energy is really high today because we are super excited to welcome our very first ever guest, Rick Taylor from Silver Sphere. Rick, why don't you give us a little introduction about what you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm Rick Taylor. I've been with Silver Sphere now for going on 23 years, and we're a technology company in the life safety side of senior living. I've had a passion for this industry for a really long time. My first forte into senior living was my grandparents moving into a CCRC when I was young. I was middle school, and so learned about senior living that way. And then through college, I started doing some work for this company that had a guy in school. He's working on a business plan for his family business. And so we got involved in doing some marketing studies and actually even did an installation at the time. And that's how I met Brian Dawson, our CEO, and one of my business partners.
Man, that's awesome. So, Rick, how long have we known each other? A few years, right?
Yeah, probably 3 years, I'd say.
I feel like it's longer than that. I feel like my long-lost brother. But, you know, so we got to know each other talking about senior living technology several years ago. I was amazed at your approach and that so many of the team have such a deep wealth experience in senior housing. One of the things that we, I guess our objectives is to get kind of a perspective, a different perspective on maybe your experience in senior housing. We've talked about, you know, Lucas has around 6 years working in the senior living industry and serving the senior living industry. I have about 13 years as an operator. So tell us your perspective, how long you've been in the space and what that's looked like, what it's evolved to.
Yeah, so I said 23 years in the industry. It's definitely changed drastically since then.
Right.
The other thing that I have that has really kind of opened my eyes in the last few years is a lot of travel through in international senior living. One of the other partners here and myself, we spent about 2 months in China a few years ago and got to see what was going on there. I've been to Mexico multiple times working on projects there. And then obviously the country to the north, Canada, we've done a lot there. It's not a big difference between Canada and here, honestly, except for the way that they handle it. But the one thing that you will see, no matter where you are in the world, that it doesn't matter what the industry itself is doing, the issues that they face for the health and really the customer experience is exactly the same. It just doesn't change.
Really?
There's lots of things, right, from a cultural standpoint that
sure.
you need to take into consideration, but the actual things that the families need and want and the reasons why seniors are there, they're all the same. I mean, the health issues don't change. They may be a little higher in one thing than the other, but the reality is they're the same. And so what to me was super interesting is in China, right, like they're just getting started.
Okay.
They have the ability to change, lack of better terms, Josh, what you and I talked about quite a bit is the marketing issue that we have here. Senior living does not have this stellar reputation, even though awesome things happen there. My wife ran 17 buildings for a really long time. I can tell you story after story about people that come into assisted living that, you know, this woman has never walked in 3 years, and she gets into assisted living, and within a year to maybe, I don't remember the exact time frame, but this lady is walking around, and she is literally like the Julie of the Love Boat. She is the activities director. Changed the entire family's thought process of what assisted living was and how it could be helpful. But that's those stories are out there, but unfortunately the news is dictated by all the negative things that they hear about our industry. And we don't have a common goal against with all of the other associations that are out there. You know, we have Nick is obviously on the financial side, but they still get involved with what we're doing. You've got Argentum, you've got Leading Age, you've got ASHA, and then you've got all these state associations as well. They're not all sitting down with each other saying, how do we solve the marketing problem that we have? How do we reach out to everybody and say, this is the best place for your loved one to be if the home is no longer an option?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, it would be great to see that happen. That to me, that's kind of the big thing, because our industry is so great. I mean, I wake up every day going, we're making change for residents' lives. However, we as an industry are not doing that. And that goes beyond just, you know, all the folks that I mentioned. That's us, too, sitting around this table. How do we get involved? How do we do that? How do we partake in that? And obviously, this podcast can be part of that.
So you hit on a few topics, and I want to talk about all of them. We don't have a lot of time, but one of the first things you talked about was, I guess, the international perspective. I have not actually traveled overseas to, view other communities, but that is something, actually another guest we'll be having on later. We'll be talking about intergenerational living and, you know, how that is a relatively new concept in the U.S., but in other places, they're already doing that, and they're doing it really well. So I think that is something, as we are talking on the show and having guests, to broaden our horizons, not even within the U.S., but to take a broader look and see what people are doing really well all over the country.
Just aging in general.
Aging in general, yeah, and how the different cultures apply that to senior care and housing. So super excited. That's really cool that you've been able – I'll have to pick your brain on that sometime, that perspective. I do agree with you. Also, we don't tell our love stories. We were talking about this. I say this all the time. There are such great love stories produced from these communities. And I think we do a really poor job at telling those and sharing those. And it's those few stories that you hear that really paint – the industry to the consumer, to the general public. And then lastly, the third thing was just how we have to come together as an industry at the state level, but also at the national level. You know, I'll equate it to Tennessee. You know, you and I don't think Tennessee is much different than a lot of states, but you will have multiple very similar membership groups that are all interested in the same thing. And it's for the most part the same membership composition. And when we approach our legislators and our regulatory environments, we are all saying very similar things, but just different enough to cause some confusion.
Okay.
So, you know, Lucas, I'm really looking forward to spending some time this year at some of the conferences that are coming up.
Right.
I know we're going to be recording some podcasts from NIC, hopefully Argentum, and some places like that.
Yes.
And I'm really excited to talk about that and see what people's perspective is at those conferences.
We're going to be just grabbing guys, grabbing suits, grabbing ties. Hey, come talk to us.
Yeah, and we've even talked about what would it be like, and Rick, you might have a perspective on this. I think we were at a diner not too long ago, maybe this week actually, and we were talking about what would it be like and what would people say if we went into a diner in the morning and just grabbed somebody and said, give me your first word that comes to your mind if I say senior living or assisted living or memory care.
Right.
That would be just probably a harsh reality for a lot of us.
Sure.
So I don't know, Rick, what do you think about that perspective? What do you think people would say?
I definitely think that most of the words we would get out or would be negative. And it's not because people haven't been affected by it. They had a bad experience, or they're only going from what they've read in the newspapers or see on TV. But we were all sitting across the way here just yesterday, Daytona 500. There's 250,000 people inside there. There is very small percentage, since it shouldn't say there's no one, but there's a very small percentage of people that haven't been affected by the aging issues that we've all faced, right? So whether it's dementia, whether it's needing help with ADLs, those types of things, all of those people need what our industry offers. The problem is they don't know how well we do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do. But there's no single voice out there. And I've had conversations about this with people in the past, and most people are like, yeah, it'd be great to do it. We just haven't been able to really come together. And it's kind of like the political side of things, right? Like, sure. Just because you don't agree on everything, you can't agree on one thing anymore these days. but I think that's one thing our industry can get over, because we all have a single purpose, and it's all to help senior residents.
The end user, yep. The resident.
That's right.
And their dignity. Well, to your point about the race, is that that's a perfect illustration that the news headline isn't about lap 44. Mm-hmm. It's about the one where everybody crashed.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly
that's
right.
That's what people yeah. want to see.
That's exactly right.
That's what garners the attention.
Yeah.
And which goes back to the reason why we have our title, Bridge the Gap. We want to bridge the gap in education, awareness, and influence to the general population, because every single person is going to be affected at some point in another, or have exposure to getting older,
yeah.
aging.
Yeah. So, Rick, not to put you too much on the spot here, but we've all have different, unique perspectives on, our time in the industry, serving in the capacity, and all of us are in a little bit different spaces of how we serve in the industry. But so much has changed in my 13 years. So for me, I think the first, if I could pick one word of that kind of paints the picture of the most change over my 13-year career, is acuity. So that's what comes to my mind. Mm-hmm. And I think, gosh, the residents, families that I was serving in the assisted living area 13 years ago, how much different the average resident looks 13 years later.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to know your perspective. What are some, maybe one thing or two things or three things that you've seen that have really changed over your career?
The model itself, right? So what the building looks like when you walk in. When I first got in this industry, you walked in, it looked nice. Today you walk into these things and you're like, wow, right. Amazing. They do I would say that everybody is doing their best to make it literally feel like home. The other side, I totally agree with you, is the acuity side of things. I mean, the lack of better terms, we'll just call it the frailty of the residents that are in there. They're waiting longer to make that move. And the health issues that they're dealing with are compounded, because it's not one or two. Now it's three or four. And so that's a big piece of it. And that's, you have a couple different things that are going on in the industry right now. You have an employee issue, trying to get enough employees to work inside these communities. If you go to any conference, that's almost the first thing everybody will talk about.
Right.
But then you have the higher acuity residents that need more hands-on, so you need more staff. So how do you take care of that? And I think that's kind of, to steal from your guys' thing, bridge the gap. That's kind of where the technology piece comes in, is trying to help that. Technology is never going to replace people. I shouldn't say that, because maybe someday it will, but I don't think it does. There's nothing sure. more healing than the human touch.
In healthcare, specifically.
Yep. The other side of things I would say that is super exciting to me is the understanding of the medical issues that the seniors are coming in with. It's just so superior to what they had 13 years ago, and it's because people are spending money on research and development of those types of things. And so those are probably the three biggest things that I see as a change.
That's awesome. So I'm looking forward to a lot of our future podcast episodes, how we can break down some of these big things that we've all seen.
Absolutely.
Changing the factors that are directly, indirectly contributing to that. Talk about those issues. So we not only are learning, but we're also, how do we better care? How do we provide quality solutions? What technologies impacting these solutions? How's it making us better? So super excited. And Lucas, tell us a little bit about what's next.
Well, we're just getting rolling, and this brings up even more topics. We've got really just almost an infinite amount that we're going to be hitting. And so we're super excited. Everybody's tuning in. Continue to listen to us on Bridge the Gap podcast. Follow us on our social media accounts. We're going to put that in the show notes for ways to follow Josh and Rick and Lucas. And thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap.